This part of my life is really messy. I just know I was unhappy at MIT, and I was unhappy living in the snow, and I missed music. And I was really a Californian 5 generations back, and the East Coast is different. It was not familiar or comfortable to me. I thought that I would transfer somewhere else, applied to Harvard, Princeton, and Yale, which didn't solve the East Coast problem, but you know, would get me into a different environment that which had more opportunities for music. I also applied to Stanford, where I had gone as a high school student one summer.
But okay, so you...
So I applied to Stanford and I didn't get in. And by the time the letter rejection came around, I was pretty fed up with the East Coast. So dropped out of MIT, didn't get into Stanford, didn't know what to do, got a job working for the local newspaper that summer.
Yeah.
Stayed on through the fall. And then had applied again to Stanford for transfer admission to come in mid-year in the winter, and did, got in and went. I think that I was not emotionally very mature as a kid. I started college when I was 17, but I was not only young, but I was emotionally immature and somewhat awkward around people and didn't make new friends easily. And the weird thing about going to Stanford mid-year is that Stanford is very geared towards an undergraduate residential experience. I came in mid-year and sort of being thrust upon two people in a dorm room who knew each other and had known each other for a while, and suddenly I'm taking up space in their room and I've come from nowhere. It was social, and I didn't have the social skills to make the best out of that situation, so it was awkward and I wasn't comfortable. It's there and then I met Roger Shepherd.
You did. So you took your first psychology class at that point, essentially?
No, my third.
Your third?
Because I had two psych classes at MIT as electives. I took intro psych, and I took cognitive psychology from Susan Carey and Merrill Garrett and Molly Potter. That was amazing. The reason I took cognitive psych is that my academic advisor said that I had an elective slot open, and this is a very popular class. People love this class. And it was the best class I've ever had because there were about 60 students in the class, and Susan and Merrill were usually there together, and they'd usually tag team. I'd never been taught like this before or since, really. It was all done from the perspective of how to design an experiment. It was very systematic and very focused, and it wasn't a lecture. It was really the Socratic method, where Susan would ask, Susan more than Merrill, but both of them to some extent, and they'd ask questions and the students would have to figure it out and answer it themselves. It was a flipped classroom in 1975. We talked about Sperling and mental rotation by Shepherd, and we talked about Posner and Politian and Oliver Selfridge's pandemonium model. I remember all these things, and I remember that they weren't presented as this is what so-and-so found. They were presented as, so-and-so asked this question. Given that question, how would you set about answering it? And so when I got to Stanford, I didn't really have the idea that I would become a psychology major. I actually was thinking I'd go into journalism because I had just come off of 6 months working for a paper, and I liked that. And I was also interested in photography. I wanted to play music, so I declared as a music major when I got to Stanford, and writing and music making. But I'm still not thinking that I need to specialize, because here I am taking photography, playing in two music groups at the college, declared as a music major, but I take a psych class. I'm completely incoherent. And the psych class I take is Perception with Roger Shepherd. And I only chose it because he was the only one on the faculty whose name I had known from MIT. Oh, and I took Carl Prebrum's sophomore seminar on the brain. Prebrum, we could talk about Prebrum for a long, long time. Somebody told me when I got to Stanford that if I could get into a class by him, he was one of the best teachers and a very attentive mentor. Prebrum liked teaching, but he did not suffer fools lightly. And he was always looking for some way to game the system. So Prebrum scheduled the sophomore seminar for 7 a.m. on Saturdays. The next thing he did was he assigned 15 books, which were big and dense and expensive. And in this way, he figured he'd get rid of the students who weren't serious, because we all got a notice. I don't know how the hell they did this in the days before email, but we all got a notice that he was changing the time of the class, and it would meet Thursday evenings at his home from 6 to 9 p.m. And he'd arrange for carpools for us. And it was a great class.